Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Another brand new week, and we've got the hotlines humming this morning. Two of the three lines are tied up at the moment with callers that we're going to get to in just a few seconds. But if you want to join the queue, give us a call at 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You'll get right through to our producer, Rob Center, who'll take some information from you, put you on hold, and then I'll get to you as fast as I can. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out, won't you, at sunburymotors.com on the web. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915. The North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams serving you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them today at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop in on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Again, On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. But be sure to put the key phrase OTM at the start of your message. Have a number of emails that we'll try to get to, but we have two callers on the line, so we'll get to them first. Good morning, Eric. You're on the mark this morning.
Morning, Joe. So reports are coming out of the Republican camp that maybe former President Trump won't debate Kamala Harris. I think they should debate. I think they should debate maybe two or three times. So, you know, give each of them an advantage, maybe a home field advantage or their home media advantage, whatever you want to call it. I would hopefully have at least two debates, maybe three. But President Trump, his camp seems to be lean. Now, I don't want to take her on. Seems like he wants to disparage her from afar, but maybe not take the stage with her and look her in the eye. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I think you're being a little unfair, because he negotiated these terms not with Kamala Harris, but with Joe Biden. So I don't think it's unfair to say that, hey, this is a brand new ball game now. We need to start over. We need to talk about what the rules are going to be like. We need to talk about the venue. We need to talk about where it's going to be held. That's not unfair, Eric.
But for him not to debate at all, Joe, is that our political process, that
he hasn't said he can duck it? He hasn't said he won't debate at all. He's just said that right now he's putting it on hold, and I think that's until they renegotiate the deal.
Okay, but you feel they should debate?
Absolutely.
I do, too. Okay. I know I have a short amount of time today, so let's go over to my second topic. The Democratic VP candidate. All indications are that Vice President, Democratic, probably presumptive nominee, will choose a VP candidate as her running mate by next Monday, is what I'm hearing, probably by the 7th, somewhere around in there. I feel that the best candidate should be Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona. Part of that is because I am a little bit selfish. I want Governor Shapiro to run Pennsylvania for 6 more years. But that's just me.
6 more years. Think, he's only elected to a 4-year term.
Oh, well, he's going to get reelected. That's a given.
Well, then that would be 8 years. Where is he going after 6, just out of curiosity?
Or the White House, of course, after Kamala Harris finishes up her term, 2 terms.
But aren't you surprised that, the left wing, the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party that supports the Hamas group, they don't want a Jewish guy as vice president? And that's what she's bowing to at the moment. I agree with you, Mark Kelly seems to have the inside track, but only because they don't think that they want to put a Jewish guy on the ticket with her.
And where do you get that hoopla?
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard a lot of reporting about that from both CNN and
Would you care to quote one for me?
Well, I have to pull the whole thing up. I've got some comments from people
is this
talking
off
about
of Fox News, perhaps, sir.
Did you hear me say I heard it on CNN and Fox?
That they're citing no. The reason that Mr. Kelly will have it is because of his background as a veteran.
No.
Also from the state of Arizona, state of Arizona, which is a toss-up state when needed.
No.
And the fact that also he comes from a law enforcement background. Both his parents were police officers.
It's the border
he's
issue.
A very, very compassionate person who cared for his wife after she was shot.
Ixnay, it's the border. He's got a better credentials at the border than she does, and she is a disaster when it comes to the border.
So which is it, Joe? Is it the fact that he's better at the border or that somebody doesn't want a Jewish vice president?
Well, I think
are you going to throw both of them at it?
I think that both are entering into her equation, into her thinking. So here I've got a guy who's going to help me with the worst issue I've got, which is the border issue. The fact that and I love how you Democrats are trying to clean her up. All the reporting said she was the border czar. Even the New York Times said she's the border czar. Now everybody's backing off saying, oh, she was never the border czar. The heck she wasn't.
I never said that. What I said on this show was she attempted, and she went down to those countries which were sending those people up and attempted to work with them to stop sending them. Isn't it amazing now that she's the vice VP or the candidate, now that the numbers at the border are being reduced heavily?
Well, the reason they're being reduced heavily is because Joe Biden finally did something through an executive order, which he could have done 3 years ago instead of chopping off what Donald Trump had set up.
And they also had legislation in position, 6 months ago, which the Republicans voted down and then never countered with anything to let their show, let the President Trump showboat it.
Well, I heard Ben.
I found that abhorrent that anyone would say that Governor Shapiro should not be the VP candidate based upon his religious faith. That is abhorrent, and that is
you
crazy.
You bet
and
it is.
Whoever says that should be made stand up for it.
But now,
and I feel that will knock him into play into it. And it
are you
not.
Are you aware of
any
the fact?
More than the fact that President Biden was a man of faith, and he was actually in church when Governor Trump or President Trump was shot. And where was President Trump? When's the last time President Trump went to church? You want to start bringing religion into it?
I'm just telling you what some of the talk is. I'm not saying that I buy it or don't
but
buy it.
But you brought it up on the show like it's a super valid point. I'm saying it's not.
It is a valid point.
How
look
so?
At look at all these people on the far left, the Tlaibs, the people like that who are...
And they have come out publicly and said, Vice President Harris, do not select Governor Shapiro because of this. They've gone on the record and saying that?
No, they haven't gone on the record as saying it, but let's face it.
So where's this coming from then, Joe?
Well, you won't let me answer you. I'd be happy to answer you if you'd let me have a word in. The fact is that some of the people are saying that because these people are anti-Semitic, the Hamas group, the far left of the Democratic Party, that they don't want a guy on the ticket who is Jewish. Now, that's kind of stupid because, let's face it, Vice President Harris is married to a Jewish guy. But whether or not she would bow to that wing of the party and keep him off for that reason is a subject of some conjecture. I'm saying it's certainly one of the reasons that might enter into her thinking to appease that part of the party. And by taking someone who is aligned with a stronger stance on the border, Mark Kelly has that, she's actually getting herself less problems. That's what I'm saying.
I still think to anyone who's trying to bring the religion into it is abhorrent.
I agree. It has no place.
A man of faith, a man who is agreeing to faith. But again, and you said, well, these people are saying, and there's rumors and everything. Who has gone on the record to say don't do it? When you confide me with that, and as someone in power in the Democratic Party, then I'll listen. To me, otherwise, it's just rumors.
Okay, fair enough. We'll give you the last word. You got two other
fair
calls.
Enough.
Thank you,
Joe. I'm a little jacked up because I don't think that this should come into it. Governor Shapiro is a great person, and the fact that he's Jewish shouldn't come into play. I don't think it has influenced his politics. And he's been a great governor and would be a good vice president candidate. But I want to keep here in Pennsylvania for six more years, and Mark Kelly should be the VP nominee.
Lifelong Republican. I agree with you about the governor. I think he's been a good governor so far. I think he'll be a good governor going down the line. I'd hate to see Pennsylvania lose him, too. But on the other hand, I don't think he should be excluded because of his faith. Okay, thanks, Eric. Appreciate your call, as always. Let's see. Next up is Stanley. You're on the mark, Stan. Good morning.
Wow. Once again, Eric starts it off giving me a good laugh. You know, he started his call with a lie, right?
Which lie was that?
Trump said that he would debate the nominee. Harris is not the nominee of the Democrat Party.
Not yet. She's the presumptive nominee.
Exactly. So Eric's just spreading more lies from the left.
Okay.
Well, it's plain and simple. Trump said that he would debate the nominee. Harris is not the nominee. Which, by the way, I don't understand how any Democrat that says they're for democracy can support her or the Democrat Party to start with when they are subverting democracy.
How so?
Well, let's see. They had a primary, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay. Who did they vote for? Who was at the top of the ticket?
Joe Biden.
In the Democrat side.
Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Right.
What happened to Joe Biden?
He got shoved out.
Exactly. By who?
Kamala Harris and the Democratic establishment.
Exactly. So where's the democracy out there for those 14 or so million people that voted for Joe Biden?
Well, I think that they got shafted, to be honest with you.
Oh, exactly. But yet they're still going to vote for her?
Well, it's not her.
When are people going to stop being, you know, getting up after being kicked in the teeth and voting for the same people kicking them in the teeth?
But bear in mind that she had no way of knowing that she would be the one that got the nomination if they threw Joe out the door. You know, she could be, she was smart. Let's face it, give her credit for being a good politician. She got on the phone. She started doing what she needed to do to kind of put herself in a good position. I can't fault her for that.
So she thinks she's going to be a nominee. That hasn't been settled yet, neither.
That's true. And Donald Trump negotiated the terms of the debate with Joe Biden and his team, not with Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
And he has every right to start over again.
For everybody on the left to say that Trump is afraid to debate her is lying. Period. It's that simple. Simple. It's real simple. So, now, I called about Biden put out his plan for SCOTUS.
Yes, isn't that terrible?
He wants to have term limits. Well, it's going to take a constitutional amendment to get term limits in there because it says in the Constitution the judges of both Supreme and Superior Courts shall hold their offices during good behavior and be paid for it. So it doesn't give a term limit. The other offices in the Congress, the Senate, and the President all had term limits on their office, correct?
Right.
So by the Constitution, judges are there until they decide they don't want to be there, or they are removed for bad behavior by impeachment.
Or they die.
Or that, too. Yeah, there's always that. Constitutional amendment will be necessary. What do you think the chances of that are?
Well, I don't think they're very good, to be honest with you, because, 38 states have to approve it. I think it has to be approved in two sessions of Congress.
Two-thirds, I forget.
It's two-thirds. And two House, don't they have to get approval in two sessions of Congress? I think they do.
The bill has to be passed out of the Congress unless there's a convention of states.
Well, the convention of states is an idea that's been kicked around for a while and it hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, that's the only choice is the Congress has to put the amendment up for a vote for whatever the Constitution says. And then it has to be approved by the proper number of states.
Well, you know what bothers me about this is that if Joe Biden had been the president instead of Donald Trump, or if it had been Hillary Clinton, let's say, instead of Donald Trump, I'm sure Hillary Clinton would have appointed three liberal judges. And the people who are now...
Everything would be fine, Joe.
Well, that's what I mean. The people who are complaining about the fact that a conservative appointed conservative justices would have had no problem at all with a liberal president appointing liberal judges. You know, so, and then maybe the Republicans would be the ones saying, well, we got to change the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has worked well the way it is for a long time. Let it alone.
Joe?
Yeah?
That has been that way in the past. And did you see the Republicans calling for packing the court, adding more justices?
No, the Democrats. It's always been a Democrat who wants to pack the court.
Right. Yeah, they're always the one. But, you know, Trump packed the court because he nominated people to open seats. Makes perfect sense, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he also wants to impose some sort of code of conduct. I'm thinking that's unconstitutional, too, because the SCOTUS doesn't put code of conduct on the Congress or the president, do they?
Well, I think there should be an ethics. You know, the fact that some of this stuff has come up. Clarence Thomas, I think, is a good justice, but he does look a little odd with taking all these gifts from people. I mean, it's a concern. Now, do I think that his judgment has been affected in cases based on it? No. I think he's an honorable man. But it doesn't look right. I'm sorry, it just doesn't look right.
That's not the point, Joe.
What's the point, Stan?
Have other branches put codes of conduct on the other branches. There's three branches of government. They're all separation of powers, correct?
Well, no, wait a second. Congress is the one that could put a code of conduct on the Supreme Court.
Under what authority?
Under the Constitution of the United States.
And how
they make laws. I mean, they make laws limiting the president. What he also wants to do is change the law that would take away some of the presidential immunity just granted by the Supreme Court.
Well, and what presidential immunity is that? For official acts? So you want to put the brakes on anything a president can do, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican?
No, but I'm saying that there are limits, and someone needs to define those limits. The Supreme Court didn't exactly define the limits. They said for an action, an official action, he has immunity. For a personal action, he doesn't. Who is going to determine what the personal action is and what the official action is? Someone's going to have to make a determination, huh?
I guess the courts will have to fight that out.
Why? The courts are going to have to fight it out, or the Congress is going to have to pass a law describing exactly what it is. Now, unfortunately, the Congress usually writes these things broadly so that they can be open to a number of different interpretations. But I think they're going to have to do this one a little more tight if they do it at all.
Oh, you mean the Congress will actually have to do their job instead of letting the administration departments do it, write the laws for them?
Yep, I agree with that. I think they should.
Well, I don't see that ever happening. Besides, if the Congress passes such a law, that means a president would have to sign it, correct?
That's true.
So, we have that. We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Well, I think a liberal president would sign a liberal bill coming out of a liberal Congress, and a conservative might do the same if it was a conservative Congress and a conservative bill.
So if one branch can put regulations on another branch...
Stan, we got to move
along.
Yeah, okay, give you the last word, sir. I'm sorry, I got engrossed in talking to you.
All right, so that means the SCOTUS could put regulations on that Congress can't inside trade, correct? And trade stocks.
I don't think they're supposed to do it now.
Well, you know, there's no law preventing it.
Well, there is.
I understand. It's ethical reasons they shouldn't, but there's no law saying they can't do it, I don't think. So I guess SCOTUS can do that, right?
Well, we'll find out. Hey, thanks, Stan.
Right.
Appreciate
so,
your call.
Lots of lies going on in the Harris camp. Just wait and watch. You'll see them all.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care, Stan. Appreciate it. 570-743-9565. We have a break coming up, but Van's been hanging on from New Columbia, and I don't want to make you wait any longer, sir. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Before I get to the point I called in about, I just wanted to mention, you know, does anyone really think Donald Trump is afraid to debate Kamala Harris? I mean, give me a break. Trump's not afraid to debate anybody. But I think his reasoning behind it is, and what I believe is going to happen, or possibly could happen, is until the DNC takes place, that Harris, because she's so unpopular, they're going to see in the polls that she's sinking like a lead weight, and they're going to dump her. And I think that's why they couldn't just bypass her to start with. So they pick her. They're going to promote her like she's the candidate that's going to be running. And when things start to fail here in the next few weeks, 3-4 weeks, whatever it is, to the DNC, then they're going to dump her like a hot potato and put someone in there that they really want to be in there. Because I don't think they really want to run Kamala Harris, because she's about as popular as, you know, cancer is.
Yeah, but now you got the money issue, Van. The fact that she's raised even more money to go along with Joe Biden's $90 million, she's got even more. And the Democrats are not going to want to lose that amount of money.
What happens to the money, though?
Well, that's the interesting thing. As long as Kamala Harris is on the ticket, she has the right to spend it. As I understand, most legal experts believe that, although I know it's going to be challenged in court by the Trump team. But if she were not on the ticket, then it becomes more problematic. They have to find some other way to get disperse the money, and typically that would be by donating it to super PACs who cannot directly work with the campaigns. But they can make unlimited donations to that. I think the most they can deliver to another candidate is something like $2,000 out of, what, $200 million or whatever amount of money they have. So, I mean, let's face it, money is the mother's milk of politics, and nobody's going to flush that.
Yeah, and the Democrats got themselves in this position because they tried to hide the whole deal with Biden having dementia. But anyway, that's not why I called in this morning, but I just wanted to address that.
Okay.
But what I called in about was the opening ceremonies at the Olympics. I don't know if you saw or heard anything about that at all.
Heard about it, even have a story about it here that I was going to bring up, but it's unfortunate that they did what they did, even though they're trying to backpedal now and say it wasn't what it appeared to be. So,
well, clearly, I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now of the thing, and there's no doubt when you look at this picture, and the world famous painting by Da Vinci of the Last Supper. There's no doubt that that is what they're mocking here. They're mimicking here, and in the middle, no other way of saying it, but a fat woman in the middle of this, and she has her hands held out, and she's making the shape of a heart, which in that depiction, that's picturing my Lord Jesus Christ right there. And it's a total mockery of the Last Supper. And my question is, how can they mock the Christian religion and not expect to have something said about it?
Well, let's go another direction for a minute. If it is hateful for people who are straight to make fun of them or do something that they don't like, if it becomes hate, it's hate. Isn't it hate on their end if they do something that mocks someone else's religion?
Well, I would surely say so.
I mean, it seems to me it is. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would have thought that would have been in good taste. I just can't. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't care what your faith is or whether you're LGBTQ plus or whatever. You know, that there's no point in mocking each other like that. I mean, you may disagree with their lifestyle. You may disagree with everything they do. But, you know, this is a free country. It's their right to do it. In France, it's a little different, but I think they have some of the same rules we have, some of the same liberties, but still, to do something like that at the Olympics, which is supposed to promote international goodwill and competition, it's stupid.
Yeah, when you have to put forth a major amount of time and effort to choreograph this, to come up with all the outfits and the costumes, whatever, that go along with this, all that time and effort put in, and so my question is like, why? What's the real purpose behind it? Now, no doubt, it is to offend Christians. So my thought is, you're doing that. You know that's your purpose. And so what's the goal? What would be their purpose of doing this?
Well, I think the guy who planned it had an explanation for it. I don't know that I heard all of it, but I don't think I buy it either, so.
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, that they had this white horse rider. You know, this guy comes in on a white horse. It looks like Pegasus. It has wings sticking out on it. And the symbolism there, and most Christians will be aware of this, and I'm sure you probably are, too. You know, you get to the book of Revelation, it talks about four horsemen, and the first one that rides in is this man on a white horse. And anyone who knows eschatology knows that this white horse rider is a picture of the Antichrist, the one who's going to come and bring world peace. And we are right now at this point in just looking at what the Bible predicts in the future, with Israel being at war now. They have, you have Hamas, you have Hezbollah, you have Iran, who's funding both of those organizations, and Israel being attacked like they were the other day, where those children and teenagers were killed out on the football field. And we're seeing this happen, and this, you know, the war that's been going on over there since October 7th, and you have the Prime Minister of Israel come and address the Congress of the United States, and what was more important than for the vice, you know, the Vice President of the U.S. to be there,
right,
in that, you know, session, but she was just absent. So, and I'm not sure exactly where she went. But I did hear, and I forget because I'm getting old. But it's like she didn't go to that. So, what was more important than to be there?
Ben, I'm going to have to give you
Zelensky.
I'm going to have to give you the last. I'm going to have to give you the last 30 seconds because I got a break to take and another caller on the line. So, wrap her up, sir.
All right. Well, just looking at the way our government is being run, when you ignore someone like Benjamin Netanyahu, who right now his country is being attacked, and they are our best ally in all of the Middle East. They're the only democracy there, and to totally ignore him, Kamala Harris shows that she isn't fit to be a leader. She's not able to be a leader because a leader would have been there.
I agree.
And supported that.
Thank you, Ben. I'm sorry, we have to go. 570-743-9565. Two of the hotlines are open. Jim, I hate to ask you to hang on, but we've got to take a break.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116 and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Super Crew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, Super Crews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Join Geisinger Gold at the Senior Summer Pet Expo on Tuesday, August 20th at All Home Days Park in Elysburg from 10 till 2. Discover how pets can combat loneliness, give you a sense of purpose, and help you live a healthier life. Enjoy local vendors, a dog walking path, raffle prizes, and meet Geisinger's very own therapy dogs. And don't miss out on the pet photo contest. To enter your pet, just send your information and photo to goldevents@geisinger.edu by August 9th. Bring your leashed pets and join us for a day full of fun and furry friends. Visit go.geisinger.org/pet expo for event information.
All right, you got Nick and Andrew here with what Gilson up? Inviting you to the 2024 Gilson Summer Snow Day. All right, Andrew, what is the number one thing people need to know about the event this year?
Well, first off, it's happening on Saturday, August 10th at the new Gilson Factory down in Selins Grove. As always, the Susquehanna River Valley's biggest party of the summer is going to include free beer, free wine, free cider, free spirits.
We got Real Snow, the East Coast's largest summer rail jam, live music, food trucks.
I'm seriously looking forward to the food trucks.
Yeah, me too. We got the kid zone, keeping the event always family friendly.
We've got the four-legged friend zone because everybody knows people like Gilson
love dogs. First ever new factory tours, brand new merch, and whether you're picking up a free supporter or VIP ticket, head to gilsonsnow.com/summer, and thank you so much for securing your tickets early. It seriously helps our team plan. We cannot wait to see you there. It's going to be a total blast.
It's going to be a real good time.
Yeah, it is. Woo! Let's go.
To prove that mobile from Pantella Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm going to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Dennis! You know, companies today need affordable cloud-based unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pantella Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm going to need a little help.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the Mark, one of the hotlines is open, 570-743-9565. Jim and Tony are on the lines right now. We'll take them in the order in which they came in, and that puts Jim from Shamokin Dam first. Good morning, Jim. You're on the Mark.
Jim and Tony are on the lines right now. We'll
hello, Jim. Jim? Are you there, Jim?
Good morning. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Well, I guess the first comment I was
being the vice president wasn't there for Netanyahu. It doesn't really matter. J.D. Vance wasn't there, and he's a senator, and he's presumptive vice president nominee and has been accepted. He didn't show up. Kamala Harris made a statement. Netanyahu and Israel can defend themselves, but the statement she said, but it's important to understand how he defends himself. So that's a non-issue. As far as Supreme Courts go, Mitch McConnell and the Federalist Society rigged the last two of the three Supreme Court justices to go to Trump. Obama was the president. 10 months before the election, he decided there was going to be no Supreme Court justice nominated by Obama. That was just pure ignorance and power grab, as far as I'm concerned, Mitch McConnell. That should have went to Obama because he said it was too close to election. Then, what, 10 days before the next election that Biden won, he decides to confirm another Supreme Court justice, and that wasn't too close to the election time, 10 days, but 10 months was? It's just the hypocrisy of the Republican Party trying to gain power in this country. And they picked some of the most extremist right-wing Supreme Court justices, which lied in their interviews in front of Senate about the policies about abortion and many other issues, which they should actually be, as far as my opinion is, they should be impeached for lying in front of Congress.
What'd they lie about? Changing
the ruling when they had
Jim, to do
the Supreme Court justice ruling.
You just made a terrible statement. You said the Supreme Court candidates lied. Where did they lie? Tell me what the lies were.
They lied in front of the Congress, in front of Senate, when they said abortion was the law of the land and that they were all in for it, not overturning it. And as soon as they got power and got the most power, they overturned abortion law.
I don't believe any of them ever gave that kind of a direct answer to that question. They said that it was the law of the land. Yes, they did acknowledge that, but that doesn't mean that a case comes up and they don't change the law. That's what the Supreme Court does.
Well, when you're talking in an interview for a job interview and you say it's the law of the land, you would think they would understand, all the people that hear you say that, that that's the ruling you're going to rule on, that it's the law of the land and stay that way.
But it wasn't.
Of course, we all know where that went.
It wasn't.
Trump is all in on, oh, yeah, abortion. I'm the greatest guy. I got rid of abortion. All the scholars and everybody wanted this. It's all bullcrap. And as far as Kamala Harris, as I heard him say about unfavorability, she's in the same percentage as a poll taken as Trump's unfavorability is. So I don't know what they're talking about. But as far as Kamala Harris, there's no need for her to be in Congress for when Netanyahu. And the only reason Netanyahu's over here, he's trying to drum up support back in Israel because they want this war over. They want the hostages back, and he refuses to do it because the day it's over, the day the hostages come back, the investigation's going to start. Why this happened and why, and his corruption cases that are being held against him is going to start up. So this was just a rally for the MAGA party, I guess, because not too many people are happy the way he's handling the war in Israel and Gaza.
But you do realize...
killing so many innocents.
You do
realize... and not even trying to stop that. And I don't know what else he's doing, but he wants the 2,000 bombs, the 2,000-pound bombs, so he can kill people more rapidly.
So what about the attack on those children over there where the 11 were killed?
It was a horrible day. Where was the security at? What happened to the Iron Dome? What happened? Somebody fell asleep. Where was the big security system?
So it's all Israel's fault.
With cameras and automatic guns and everything else.
It's all Israel's fault,
huh? As far
as
I know, they must have all went on vacation.
It's all Israel's fault, right? Everything bad that happened over there, they provoked it all, right?
Did I say that? I said it was a horrible day. Don't you think they should have known what was going on with all their security and all their surveillance apparatus?
You know,
it's a terrible day for Israel. But isn't it a terrible day that they're not getting the hostages back because Netanyahu don't want to agree to it?
Well, what should they do? Should they just say, okay, the war is over? Is that what you're saying they should do and let Hamas reorganize?
They should make negotiations to get the hostages back.
They've been trying that.
Israeli people and their families would like to have their families back. and their hostages that they took.
But they have been trying to negotiate, Jim. They have been.
But Netanyahu hasn't agreed to one plan yet.
Well, they proposed a couple of things, and the other side didn't accept them, yes. I mean, it's a tough situation over there. I'm going to agree with you on that. It's a tough situation. And there's plenty of room.
There's more people getting killed there right now than over in Ukraine. And they're bombing them multiple times a day.
Well, I don't know about those numbers. I haven't heard any comparison between Israel and the Ukraine in terms of numbers of deaths.
I'm talking about the Palestinians getting killed, not the Israelis getting killed.
Well, I meant the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
They just had 10 more the other day, or was it 12 more kids playing in a schoolyard? This is Iran. And I'll go back to this. All started again when Trump decided a black president named President Obama had an agreement not to build nuclear weapons with the Iranians. And as soon as he came in office, because he hated them so much and he thought he was so smart and so intelligent, that we'll just cut that deal up and forget about it. Now they're on a track. They could probably get this nuclear weapon in short order because of, it's all Trump's fault again. And we're going to go back to the same thing again. Trump decided to take out one of their top military leaders, and they're still trying to get even for it. That's what started all this in Israel, whether you know it or not. This is the game plan. Iran was looking for an open door to pay back for what Trump did, taking out their top general.
Okay, we'll give you the last word, sir.
Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee. There's not going to be any swapping out. She raised $200 million in 7 days. She's getting more volunteers on the road. Pennsylvania has 8,000 volunteers working for her now within 1 week. This is a movement that's scaring the pants off of Trump, because he's going to now be working against and trying to debate against a seasoned professional prosecutor, and he's will be labeled as the felonist committed felonist.
Okay, Jim, I'm sorry. We have to go. We have another call coming in. We have one on the line. And, Tony, you have been patiently waiting from Shamokin, and you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. I had three issues, but I'm going to bag two of them because I don't want to take too much time. Maybe I'll call later on in the week or next week. But I have a general question, and I hope it doesn't upset people, and I would appreciate your comments and also the comments of the listeners. My question is, I dropped my internet a couple of years ago, and January I dropped my TV cable. And the only, I listen to your station exclusively, except when the Phillies are on, then I turn it to listen to the Phillies. And I would like to ask, as a regular person, you know, where do you actually go on TV or radio or the internet to try to get unbiased, verifiable information that you can really use to make a decision on where you're going in this country?
A lot of people believe Reuters is the best place to go.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I remember us watching the nightly news every night.
Yep.
With Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather, and we believed that we were getting accurate depictions of what was going on. Maybe we were misled. And when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I used to watch the McNeil-Lehrer Report on public TV. And the one thing I liked about them is they would have a segment where they would have people with opposing views on. Mm-hmm. And they would discuss the issues so you could hear both sides of the coin. And I wonder, like, anymore, like, I remember they used to have that Point Counterpoint and Face the Nation on.
Right.
And people... Yeah, and people used to debate each other and... You know, like Fox every once in a while will get a Democrat on or a liberal, and CNN will do the same, but it's very rare that you can get somebody like a real discussion and that people would sit down and have a real sort of professional discussion.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard to find that anymore. And there was a time when Walter Cronkite was considered the most trusted man in America. I don't think anybody in the media qualifies for that today.
Yet the reason I bring this up is last week Bill O'Reilly made a comment. I think he had the right sentiment, but he didn't really articulate it, because he said that most of the voters in this country are stupid. And I don't think they're stupid. I just don't think they get the right information. You know, there's the left is going to vote the way they're not going to change, and the people on the right, the election.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
About. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But it's the people that are in the middle that are trying to find the right information to steer this country and pick the right candidates.
Yep. Well, it's tough to get anybody that's unbiased. I mean, the thing about news today is it's become, we tell you what happened, and then we bring in a panel of experts to tell you how you ought to feel about it. You know, I'd rather make up my own mind. I'd rather you give me all the facts, not just your side of the facts, and then let me make up my own mind. But it doesn't seem to work that way, Tony.
Well, the reason I bring this up is I listen to your show almost every day, and I would implore the people that call in from the right and the left to please, please realize that 90% of the stuff on the internet is just garbage.
Okay.
And don't go there and thinking that everything you read is factual and the truth, because it's as bad as the network channels.
All right. Well, call back and tell us your other points, Tony. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We have two callers on the line, but we have two breaks to get in before, and we got a ton of emails that we haven't even gotten to yet. We'll be right back.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116 and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, super cabs, super crews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
The Cheesy Burger Pizza is back at Papa John's. See what happens when you ask for it? Finally, it's on the menu again for a limited time after taking a few years off. So get all the items in the Cheesy Burger Trio or choose between Cheesy Burger Pizza, Cheesy Burger Papadilla, and Bacon Cheesy Burger Papa Bites. They're all made with sizzling beef, dilly pickles, ooey gooey cheeses, and burger sauce. That's right, burger sauce. It's only here for the summer, so get it before it's gone. Better ingredients, better pizza, better get you some Cheesy Burger Pizza at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love? With flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. We have two callers on the line, and we'll try to give them each a couple of minutes here. We have a Tom who sent us an email, and we have a number of emails I want to get to, but we won't get to them today. But we will take this one, short one from Tom. It says, Trump will not debate Kamala because the judge in the hush money case will decide if Trump will be charged on September 6th, then sentenced on the 18th. Debate scheduled for the 10th. Trump will be charged and convicted. That is why he was weaseling out of the debate, Harris and whoever, in 2024. Okay, Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. We can give you about 3 minutes today, and then we have to take a break.
Okay, I'll try to really make it quick and summary, and I won't have all the details that I would like to have in. But as for Eric, when he really, I thought you did a great job with the conversation with Eric today, but he didn't like the rumors about Josh Shapiro, I think, that some might have said that it's not a good idea because of the far left wing of the Democratic Progressive Party, that they wouldn't want a Jewish vice president, and that would lead to maybe some of the votes being diminished. But right here on CNN, you tried to mention it. I'll try to give an assist to the host today. CNN slammed after John King says Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Jewish faith, makes him a risky VP pick. That was July 22nd. So, Eric, go ahead and read it. Then you can fill in and report back that not a rumor anymore, that we'll go with that. But also, with Jim saying that the Supreme Court justices said that they wouldn't address or somehow rule on a case if Roe v. Wade came in front of them. How did you get that? I know I was kind of, it was kind of fast, but you said that they didn't exactly say that,
they never answered that.
They said they commented about Roe v. Wade, but they said they have to adjudicate any case that comes before them if it's Roe v. Wade. It actually ended up being Dobbs, right?
Right.
Right. So they had to, they can't just walk out on that. They have to be part of the process for that to get to the root, which they do. Even the progressives admit that Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought that it was bad law. She had in her, I think in a book and some live comments, that she thought Roe v. Wade was bad law. So there was a lot behind that that Jim's not taking into consideration. Plus the fact of Jim thinks that once the Supreme Court rules on a case that it can't be reversed, even if it is stare divisive, that it's a standard and a solid law, we would still have slavery today because we couldn't have overdone Roe v. or Dred Scott, right?
Yep.
Hey, listen, we couldn't have done that, or Brown versus the Board of Education. That could have never been overturned, because Jim thinks that you're not allowed to overturn unconstitutional laws. That's the point of having these cases brought before. It was actually a very short time of about 50 years that Roe v. Wade was constitutional. That's not very long in the whole history of the United States.
Joe, I'm sorry, we have to go. We have another break to take, and we have another caller I want to give a couple minutes to. Call back tomorrow, and we'll give you more time. All right, we'll take our final break of the day, and then we'll pick up Bill from Bloomsburg.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116, and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s, with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, super cabs, super crews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Love everything outdoors? Hiking, biking, fishing, trekking. What other things are there? The Susquehanna Greenway Outdoor Expo is the jumpstart to all your outdoor adventures. Find 50 booths of outdoor gear and information, history, wildlife, kid-friendly activities, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. There's something for the whole family. Admission is free. Mark your calendar for August 3rd at the Shikellamy State Park Marina from 10 till 3 for the Susquehanna Greenway Outdoor Expo. Find more details at SusquehannaExpo.com or on Facebook.
Sweet, my new sneakers are finally here. I paid $10 for expedited shipping, and it still took over a week. Ugh, these are way too tight. Great. Now I need to ship them back and pay for the shipping, too.
There's a better option than all this. Visit Mifflinburg Variety. There are plenty of shoes, sneakers, boots, and more just waiting for your feet. You'll always select the perfect shoe at the perfect price. Shoes, hunting and fishing gear, camping equipment, plus household items, toys, and a lot more. Mifflinburg Variety in the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center. Mifflinburg.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go.
so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partnered with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the Mark, our final caller of the day will be Bill from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. I apologize. I tuned in late, and I don't know if it's covered, but Harris, right, the Democratic Party, is continuing. It's just the same blueprint that is going forward, right? Now, Harris is forbidden to take questions and talk freely in public, right?
Well, I don't know that. Where did you get that she's not allowed to take questions? She hasn't been, but I wondered.
Well, I'm telling you, Your Honor, this is what's going to happen going all the way to the election. The coup that's been running since Obama, the way they ran Biden, it's a continuation, right? They just watch. They will not allow her to go ask. She will not get questions unless she knows the question in advance, right? Same thing with Obama or Biden. She will not go on The View. She will not go on these shows and talk freely and say that the school bus is yellow, you like the yellow bus and all that. They're gonna shield her just like they did Basement Joe. You can teleprompter Harris, it's going forward. It's carbon copy. This is their plan. And this is what they're doing. And I call a program to try to shed light and have people be open minded and think and do their research, but apparently it's not working. And it's at the point where we're in a world of hurt. We're in a world of hurt as a country. Nothing's going to change with Harris.
But don't you think Bill, don't you think that if she doesn't answer questions, if she doesn't make herself available to the media, that people are going to wise up and say, hey, this woman's not doing, she's not being forthcoming, she's not telling us how she feels. I mean, we have eyes to see. If she doesn't answer questions, if she doesn't put herself out there the way Donald Trump does, I think it's going to be pretty obvious.
She will not. I'm telling you, she ain't going to do no campaign debates. She ain't going to do nothing. She ain't going to go in a convention hall and talk for an hour and a half. And if she does, it's going to be from a teleprompter, which I'm sure the Trumpster does too. But then he goes off key and he'll talk in general. She will not openly enter. I'm telling you, they are forbidding her from to have any kind of conversation where she talks freely. You watch the next month or two.
I will
watch
be watching.
How they dialed her in, just like they did Biden.
I will be watching, and I think if she doesn't talk to the public, if she doesn't put her ideas out there, if she doesn't go with the give and take with the media, it's going to be pretty obvious, and I think people are going to be upset about it.
Listen, you just got to see where she came from, like, and look at her history. She's so far, she's worse than Bernie Sanders and all of them.
Well, she liberal senator in the United States Senate. They called her the most liberal senator. Oh, we're out. Bill, we're out of time. Give us a call tomorrow, Bill. I'm sorry, we're out of time for today on the Mark. Call us tomorrow. Finish your thoughts. Same with you, Joe. Give us a call back. Thanks so much for being with us today. We have a whole pile of emails. I'm going to get to them first thing tomorrow morning, I promise. Join us then for On the Mark. This is WKOK Sunbury.